Be'ezas Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Brachot Chavtes, the 28th daf in Shas. We pick up with Mishnah Chavches HaMebeiz on the last medium-sized line. Regamliel Oimer, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, Mispal Adam Shmoine Esrei. Regamliel says that when a person davens, they say Shmoine Esrei. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Me'ein Yudches. The Gemara will explain that it's an abridged version of the 18 brachas. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Im Shkura Tfulasa Bifiv Mispal Yuches. If you used to davening all 18 brachas, to then say all 18 full brachas. Bimlav Me'ein Yudches. But if not, only an abridged version. Rabbi Eliezer Imer, Oysa Tfilasa Keva Ein Tfilasa Tachanunim. If someone makes his Tfila Keva, now that is going to require explanation. What does Keva mean? Then his tefillah is not accepted as tachanunim, as appeasement to HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara on Chavtes HaMebeiz will give us examples of what it means, keva, but let's suffice with the explanation that someone who looks at it as obligation, as opposed to a relationship and expression with HaKadosh Baruch. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Ha'aylech B'malkam Sakana Mispal Tefillah Ktzara. If an individual goes to a dangerous place, says Rabbi Yeshua, he should say a short tefillah. Va'omer, Hosheya Hashem Esamcha Sheiris Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save your nation, the remnants of Klal Yisrael. Bechol Parshos Ha'ibur, that is a very cryptic statement in our Mishnah. Ultimately, the Gemara on Chavtes HaMebeiz will learn, there will be a lot of explanations as well, but we'll learn at the time that Klal Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon Hashem, we still say, Yu Tzarchem Lufanecha Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Hayu Rechiv Al HaChamor, if he was riding on a donkey, he should not daven on a donkey. Yorad V'Yispal, he should go down and then daven. Ve'em Eina Yochol Leirot, and if he can't go down, Yachzer Espanav, then he should turn his head. Rashi explains what that means, to turn towards Yerushalayim. His head towards Yerushalayim. V'meini yochel atzer espadonav, yichavin es libo keneged beis kodshei kadoshim. He should direct his heart towards the kodshei hakadoshim. Nefesh HaChaim elaborates in the beginning of the Sefer that the heart of a person corresponds to the heart of the world of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Beis HaMikdash is only the heart of the universe. That's a physical thing. But the heart of the spiritual world is the heart of every person. Hence, he can link up in his heart, in his spiritual heart. Clearly, he has the power there to link up to the physical heart of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayim Mahalach B'Svina, if he was going on a ship, O Ba'asada, or a raft, Yechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should direct his heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara begins to discuss Shmona Esrei. Hani Yudches, Keneged me. What do these 18 brachos correspond to? What do the Yud Ches brachos correspond to? Amar Rav Hillel Braid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Keneged Yud Ches Askaros. It corresponds to the 18 mentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tehillim Chavtes, Shenemar David, as David, as Amar David, Bahavu Lashem B'nei Elim, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, Havu Lashem. We repeat constantly Lashem. So it corresponds to those 18. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Yudches Askaros Shebe Kriyashma. It corresponds to the 18 Askaros of Kriyashma. Amar Rav Tanchin, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Keneged Shemayne Esrei Chulyos Shebe Shedra. It corresponds to the 18 parts of the spine, the pieces of the spine. We sang before, Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. Rashi explains that it's not just a beautiful tune, but also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph says that in that Havul Hashem B'nei Elim is a remez to the Avos, the Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, and therefore, for that reason, it has prominence, and hence, according to that opinion, we corresponds to the 18. Obviously, the depth of these 18, these three correspondents, we haven't delved into. There's only a limited amount that one could do in a Daf Gemara. In a dafiyomi. V'amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Hamitzpah lo tzorach shiyichare ad shiyispakeku chol kol chulyos shebeshedra. When a person bows, he's supposed to bow to the point that all of the parts of his spine, we mentioned the 18 parts before, they appear. In other words, they are, in Hebrew, the expression would be bolate. They protrude from the skin. Ula amar ad kidei sheyira isar keneged libo. Till the folds of his stomach present a space like a coin of the isar. When you bend a certain amount, so then in such a case, then the skin in the stomach folds, and the size of a coin that's created is an isar. Rabbi Chanina amar kimin shenanea roshay shuv einatzach. Rabbi Chanina says the moment that he shakes his hand, he doesn't need to, but his head, he doesn't need to bow any more. Amarava vuhu midimitzayer nafshei. That is specifically talking about someone who is in sar, someone who is in weak. And it's clear that he wants to bow more. However, someone who is healthy, so then in such a case, he would have to bow more. Because vuhu midimitzayer nafshei umechzi kimandekara. It appears as if he bowed. In other words, it's clear that he wants to bow that extent. Period. The Gemara continues. Hani timni sri tish sri havin. You say that there are 18 brachos? I counted them, say Ravina Ravashi. There are 19. Amar Rabbi Levi birchos tzadukim biyavne tiknuhu. They instituted a bracha against the tzadukim in Yavne, and that is we now have 19. Originally there were 18, and then the bracha of Lula Moshinim was added, Keneged the Tzedukim. The Gemara now asks, Keneged mi tiknua? We just got through saying every bracha corresponds to these fantastic Yesodos, the Shem Hashem, Havu Lashem, or in Kriya Shema, or 18 parts of the Shedra, but now you need to correspond the 19th bracha to another spiritual dimension. Amar Rabbi Levi l'Rabbi Hillel b'Rei d'Rashmo b'Chmeni keneged kel kav l'hirim. According to those who did it from the pasuk kavul Hashem, so it corresponds where it doesn't say the Shem Hashem but says kel kavod, that would be enough. L'Rav Yosef keneged echad shebekriyishma. According to Rav Yosef, who said it corresponds to Kriyishma, he'll say it corresponds to the echad of Kriyishma. The Rav Tankan Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, who had said that it was the parts of the spine, the 18 parts of the spine that protrude, Kineg Kul Yekdana Shebeshedra, corresponds to the smallest one that does not protrude, but is still there. Gemara continues two lines from the bottom on Chav Chesam Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Shimon HaPikuli. Shimon, who was someone who sold wool. Histir Yudchetz Brachas Lefnei Rebbe Gamliel. He ordered, set up the 18 brachos in front of Rebbe Gamliel, ala seyde b'yavne. Amar lehem Rebbe Gamliel l'chacham, klum yesh adam sheyodea l'sakein birchas ha-tzadukim? Is there no one here that knows to set up the bracha of tzadukim? In other words, Rebbe Gamliel wanted already the bracha that we know today as v'la moshinim to be instituted. But no one stepped forward. Amad shmul akotam v'tikna. So Shmuel HaKotan got up and he instituted. L'shana acheres, the next year, shichicha, it was forgotten. V'hishkiv ba shtayim v'shalosh shos v'lo elo. And they attempted to remember it. Rashi in V'hishkiv says, choshav l'skorota, they tried to remember it, v'lo elu, and they didn't. Amai lo elu, why could they not call it up? V'amar v'yuda merav, but didn't Yehuda Merav said, not only were they not able to remember it, but they didn't remove him as a chazan. In other words, Shmuel HaKotan, who had originally instituted it, had forgotten it. Asks the Gemara, V'amar of Yehuda Merav, here Eluhu means to remove him as a chazan. Amai lo Elu, why did they not remove him? V'amar of Yehuda Merav, Ta b'chol ha-brachas kulan, ein malinoso b'birchas. If someone makes a mistake on all the other brachos, you don't remove him. But if it's the birchas hatzadukim, then you do. Why? Why were they more machner? Chashima minu, shema minu, rechoshesh, that he is one of the apikorsim, he's one of the Sadducees, he's one of the tzadukim. So why did they not remove Shmuel HaKatan? Answers the Gemara, 5 lines from the top of Chavtesam and Aleph, Shani Shmuel HaKatan, the EU Tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who had actually instituted it. So we weren't afraid that he was a min. Asks the Gemara, V'nechosh Dilma HaDrabein, but maybe we should be afraid that Shmuel HaKatan had changed his mind and, God forbid, had become an apikoros and rejected Torah Shebaal Peh. Amar Abaye Gmiri, we learned. Tova lo havi bisha. A good person, embarrassment and bad will not come to him. In other words, because he was such a tzaddik, we learned that he wasn't going to fall. Asks the Gemara, Vilo, is that true? Is that so that he will never fall? He won't. He won't fall. Lachshiv, but the pasuk in Yechezkel says, Uveshuv tzaddik mitzakasa va'asa avel. There are times that a tzaddik will return from his tzidkus and do bad. Answers the Gemara, Ahu Rasha Meikara. Avot tzaddik Meikara lo. Someone who was once a Rasha became a tzaddik, he could fall back. But someone who was always a tzaddik, that person will not fall back. Ask the Gemara, Velo, he won't. Va'atnan. But didn't we learn in Mishnah a very important klal, which should jump out at you the moment the Gemara claimed that in regards to Shmuel HaKatan. Al Tamin. The Mishnah Novos in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet says, don't believe in yourself until your death. Share Yochanan Kohen Gadol, because Yochanan Gadol Shimish Bikunig Gadol Gadol Shmaynim Shana. He served the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Ule B'Soif Nase Tzeduki. And in the end, he became a Tzeduki. So what do we see? You're not supposed to trust that you're never going to fall. So why is it that over here, Altamen Atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha? So why over here are we so sure that Shmuel HaKatan is fine? Not only that, the Gemara in Kedushin describes that one of the most awful kings was Yanai HaMelech, who murdered many Talmidei Chachamim. Ultimately, his descendants led to the civil war, Yochanan Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, and ultimately that led to a civil war which ultimately led to the destruction of the second bias. So Yanai is not a favorite figure of ours. Amar Abaye, who Yanai? Who Yochanan? That Yochanan not only was he a Kohen Gadol, he became Yanai. Rava Amar, Rava disagreed. Yanai l'chud v'Yochanan l'chud. Yanai Rosh Meikara. For Yochanan, Tzadik Meikara. Yochanan was originally a Tzadik, and Yanai was originally a Rasha. Hani chala Abaye. It works out according to Abaye that says Yochanan was once Yanai. So then he had started off as a Rasha. He had started off as Yanai. Then he became a Tzaddik. Then he went back again as a Tzaduki. But what about according to Rava? Hanich labaye el Rava Kasha? Question mark. Amlocha Rava. Tzaddik meikar nami. Says Rava, even a Tzaddik as well, Dilma Hadrabe, he could also fall back. So then why did they not remove Shmuel HaKatan? Shmuel HaKatan was different because he had already begun it. It's not that Shmuel HaKatan just the second time around skipped the whole bracha. Then we would have been choshesh. However, Shmuel HaKatan had started the bracha. But then he got confused. He had forgotten what he had said. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Ravi, Tamer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, some say the name of Yehuda Amar Ravi, some say the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo Yishanu, when do we say that you have to remove someone who doesn't say the bracha v'lamal shinim, elish lo hiskelba, aval hiskelba gomra. But if he started it, and then he got confused, and then he makes a mistake, that's not the toast that he needs to be removed for. Gemara continues about 15 lines in Chavtes Amid Aleph, still finding more correspondence between the different types of brachos, the different types of tefillos, and deeper parallels in Tanakh. Hani Shiva de Shabbat Keneged Mi. The 7 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos, what does that correspond to? Amar Rabbi Chalifta ben Shaul, Keneged Shiva Kolos Shenemer David Al HaMayim. And it comes to that Tehillim Chavtes that we had quoted earlier, which had corresponded to the Shemoneh Esrei 18. There is 7 of them, which is Kol Alamayim, like Kol Hashem Alamayim is stated there in Tehillim. So that's what corresponds, the 7 brachos of Shabbos corresponds to the 7 kolos of David. Hani Tesha, the Rosh Hashanah, the nine of Rosh Hashanah, of course, Rosh Hashanah has more brachos than on Shabbos, because instead of the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos, you have the brachos of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shafros. That will be 6 plus 3 equals 9. Keneged me, what is that correspondent toward? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Demin Katriganon. Rabbi Yitzchak from Kartaginin said, Keneged Tisha Asgaros, Shamru Chana Betfila. The nine Shemos Hashem that Chana had said during her tefillah when she was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for children. The Amar Mar is Mar Tov Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada Sara, Rachel, V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had remembered Sara, Rivka, Rachel, and Chana. Hani Esrim V'Arba D'Tanisa Kenegami. Who do the 24 brachos of a Tainis correspond to? The Mishnah in Tainis and Daf Tes Vav adds another 6 brachos that we have to a regular Shemona Esrei, and of course 18 plus 6 is 24. Once you have 19, of course it's 25. What do those 24 brachos correspond to? Amar Bichelbo Keneged Chav Dalid Renanos Shamer Shlomo B'Shosha Kohanim B'Shoshi Hichnis Aron LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It corresponds to the 24 praises that Shlomo HaMelech said when they took for the first time the Aron into the Makom HaMikdash. The Sefer Sifsei Chachamim explains what's behind these 24 Rananos, that if you take a look in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, you will see that there is mentioned 14 times in Shlomo HaMelech's Tefillah, the word Tefillah, 9 times Tchina, 1 times Rina, and that equals to 24. Take a look at the Sifsei Chachamim, who spells that all out. So this, the tefillah of a tainis, corresponds to 24 different types of renanos. Renanos here again include the words tefillah and ranan, rina, as well as tchina, and that equals to 24. That was what was said when Shlomo HaMelech brought into the Beis HaMikdash. One might ask, what's the connection between tainis and the joyous time that Shlomo HaMelech brought in the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash? So that will be addressed in the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Ihachi kol yom anami nimrinu. Then we should say it every day. Why not tap into that tremendous joy every day? So Gemara says, Amrinu Shlomo biyome derachman. Derachmi. Shlomo said it on a day where he needed a lot of rachmanas. Ananami biyome derachmi amrulhu. So too, we say it, if chas v'chali there is a tainis, that's when we say 24 brachos. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Moed Katan tells us something that we would not have known if not for Chazal. And that is, the Gemara describes that Shlomo faced a very daunting thing when he was about to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. The Sha'arim, the gates, would not let him in. And he needed to daven. And these tefillos correspond to that tefillah, and hence, it was a time that needed a tremendous rachmanos, and that's why, in a time of tzom, for rain, so then we tap into that kach of 24. Mark continues by quoting the Mishnah that had two different opinions of whether you need to spell out every bracha, or you say, me'ein, each bracha. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shemona Esrei, we had learned. The Gemara says in the first medium-sized line, my Me'ein Shemona Esrei, what does it mean from the source of Shemona Esrei? Rav Omer Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Rav says is you do a shortened version, that's what we mean here, Me'ein, from the source of every bracha, a shortened version. Ushmuel Omer, and Shmuel says, no, that's not what Me'ein Shemona Esrei means. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Terochecha U'molos L'vaveinu L'yirascha V'tislach Lonu L'yos Ge'ulim V'rachakeinu Mimachoyveinu V'dashneinu B'na'ois Hartzechonu V'tzaseinu Me'arba Tikovets V'atoyim Al'da'etcha Yishbot V'arishon Tonif Yodecho V'yismachu Tzadikim B'vinyan Irecho V'sikon Hecholecho V'tzmichas Karen Ladovid Avdecho Brichas Nedvan Yishai Mishachecha Terem Nekra Ato Sane Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfilah. If you take a look at Shmuel's words, the description of Tfilas Havineinu, which is also referred to as Tfilah Ktsara, is really an absolutely elegant condensation of the entire Shemona Esrei. For example, let's take V'dashneinu b'na'os artzechon u'futzosenu me'arba tikabetz. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us together from the four corners. That's the bracha of Melech Ha'ev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. And skipping down, V'yismuchu tzadikim m'vinyan irecha u'vitikun heichalecha. That's a condensation of the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, as well as Ala Tzadikim. So what we have it put into one bracha. Nevertheless, Layit Allah Abaye Amad Matzah Avinenu. Abaye was critical of those who davened the shortened version of Avinenu. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Avinenu Chutz Mimotzai Shabbos Motzai Yom Tovim Bnei Shetzarech Lo Mahavdol B'Chayin Adas. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel was not as critical, but he said you can't do it on Shabbos because then you have to make Amotzai Shabbos because then you have to make Havdalah, and that's not included. Maskif Lo Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel asked Rav Nachman, is that a reason to throw away all of Havinenu? V'nimra bracha revias b'fnei atzma. Just say a fourth bracha of Atachonein separately. Milo, didn't Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi Akiva, Omer bracha revias b'fnei atzma? In other words, we say Atachonein and we put it into Atachonein, but Rabbi Akiva was actually of the opinion that he had a totally separate bracha for it. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer b'hoda. Rabbi Eliezer suggested to put it in the bracha of Hodah. Asked the Gemara, what is your question? A question on the question. Atu kol hashon akul on the first wide line. Mi avdinin ka Rabbi Akiva, dahashanami navid kol hashon akula. Dahashanami navid, question mark. When it came to the Psak Rabbi Akiva, we don't follow Rabbi Akiva that we make it a separate bracha. So too now, we wouldn't make it a separate bracha. That's why Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel had said that you can't use Havinenu on Matzai Shabbos. Analyzes the Gemara, not so clear. Kol Hashana Kula, my time of the Inka Rabbi Akiva. Why is it that the rest of the year you don't do it Rabbi Akiva's way and have a separate bracha for Avdallah and we insert it in Atachonein and we don't make a separate bracha? That's because of the following reason. Dash. Timnin Sri Tikkun. They instituted 18 brachos. Chatsre Lo Tikkun. They didn't institute 19. Hachanami, Sheva Tikkun, Timni, Lo Tikkun. So too over here, when it comes to Havinenu, Havinenu is the middle bracha between the opening brachos of Magen Avos, and we condense the brachos in between. How many brachos does Havinenu come out to be? Sach HaKol, if you take into account the three before and the three after. Hachanami, Sheva Tikkun, they were Misakin 7. Timni is 8. Tuf and Shin are often interchangeable. Shmoni Lo Tikkun. They didn't institute 8. So for that reason, you cannot add like was suggested. Why don't we just simply add in Havinenu the words Hamavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol? Says Gemara Kasha, that is a good question. The Gemara continues 15 lines from the bottom towards the end of the line on Chavtes Amid Aleph, Amar of Bibi Bar Abaye, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Havinenu Chutz Mimos Hakshamim. Person could say the tefillah of Havinenu, in contrast, we had seen Abaye was not a big fan. Rav Bibi says that one can, however, he cuts down a large part of the time. Chutz Mimos Hakshamim, you can't say it during the winter. B'nei Shetzarech Loimar She'ela B'Birchas Hashanim. Because you have to ask the same Talmud Levracha in the Berchas Hashanim. What is the Berchas Hashanim Havinenu? If you look back upstairs, a few lines before the narrow, so there, the tefillah is V'dashneinu b'na'os artzecha. So that makes no mention of rain. It asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a beautiful land, which of course will give food. Maskif lo mar zutra, but Rav Zutra asks, V'nichlo michlal v'dishneinu b'na'os artzecha v'sein talmatar. Just add three more words. V'dashneinu b'na'os artzecha v'sein talmatar. Says the Gemara also the truth that we're afraid he's going to come to get confused. Rashi explains, tarud means he'll make a mistake. Asks the Gemara, I hachi havdol b'chon das nami. Also the truth that we had got through saying two lines above that we don't know why in Havhinenu we don't just simply add Hamavdil Mikol Shecha. And the Gemara set off as a bomb kasha. So what's the answer? Give the answer that we had just given. And that is, if you add the same Talmud, you're going to get confused. If you add Hamavdil Mikol Shecha, you'll also get confused. Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Amri. No, there the reason why you left it off as a question is because if it's in the beginning of Havinenu, then you don't get confused. In the middle, that's when you're more likely to get confused. That's what's going to confuse you. Continues the Gemara 9 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Maskefla Ravashi Venemra Bishomea Tfila. Why not say it in middle of Shomea Tfila? Why not say it right before we conclude? If we look back upstairs again for that bracha, terem nikra atasaneh, in that context, then adversain talmud will be in the end, and then you won't be likely to get confused. Damer of Tancham, Amar of Asi, Tov Elohi Yitzker Gvuras Keshamim Mitzchias HaMeisin, Machzir Noso, if you make a mistake, and you don't mention Mashiv HaRuach, that's it. Then you go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. If you missed the same Talmud in Birchas Hashanim, you don't go back. Because you could say it in Shomea Tfila. Similarly, another halach, if this person forgets Atoch and Antonu, you don't go back. Why? Because you could say it in Havdalah ala kos. We know we make Havdalah twice. One is in Shemone Esrei, and the other is what's called ala kos. So the Gemara's question over here is, if the statement of a saint Talamatar is appropriate also in Shemaya Tfila, Vaharaya, the proof of it is that if a person forgets in a regular Shemone Esrei, let's not talk about Havinenu for a moment, in a regular Shemone Esrei, if a person forgets the saint Talamatar, then don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you're Bor Shmak Aleinu, in such a case, insert it in the bracha of Shomea Tfila. So we see it's connected to it. So why don't we do it afterwards? Just like when it comes to a regular Shemon Esrei, we can insert it in Shomea Tfila. So too, when it comes to every Havinenu, let's do it at the end of Havinenu. Answers the Gemara simply and straightforwardly. Ta'a Shani. When it comes to inserting it in Shomea Tfila, that's because it's a mistake. Since it's a mistake, you could put in there, but lechatchila to put in Havinenu, that would not be acceptable. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom, beginning of the line, Kufa. Now we're going to discuss the body of what we had mentioned earlier, the actual matter earlier, of someone who forgets Mashiv HaRuach or the Saint Talumata. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi, Tov Elohi Yizkir Gvuras Kesham Tchias HaMeisim Machzirin Oso. If a person forgot to mention Machshiv HaRuach Marid Goshem, so then in such a case, he's got to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. She'ela b'berchas Hashanim, but the Bakosha in Berchas Hashanim, a Machzirin Oso, we don't send him back. Bnei Shiyachal Omra b'Shomei HaTfila, like we learned, you could be in Shomei HaTfila, v'avdol b'chanin da'at, a Machzirin Oso, Bnei Shiyachal Omra ala kos, period. Meisive. Now we quote a Tosefta in Perek Gimel that seems to contradict us. Over here we learned in a Braisa that if you miss the same Talumatar, you got to go back. Yet we had learned above, not that way, that you put it in Shomea Tfila. That's consistent. But same Talumatar is not consistent. Which one is it? Do we say, like the Tosefta says, that you do go back? Or do we say, like we had learned above, originally, that you just inserted in Shomea Tfila? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Habi Yachid, Habi Tzibur. When it comes to an individual, so then in such a case, if he's alone, so then you send him back. But it was a Tzibur, with someone's davening with the Tzibur, then you don't send him back. My time, what's the reason? Why won't he be able to do it? Won't need to do it when he's with the tzibur. Mishum nisham the shliach tzibur, because he hears it from the shliach tzibur. Ihachi haimipnei shiach omer b'shomei tfila. Then why did it say that he could say it in shomei tfila? That's not the real reason. The real reason is mipnei shishomei mishliach tzibur. Should say that the reason is because he could hear it from the shliach tzibur. So the Gemara entirely abandons this distinction this teretz to differentiate whether it's betzibur or biyachid, eliidi viidi biyachid. But rather, says the Gemara, both cases are with the yachid. The lo kasha, and there's no contradiction, and this is as well, we'll discuss in the halacha lemaisa context, that this teretz stands up halacha lemaisa as well, says the Gemara, hadi itgar kodim shmiya tefila, hadi itgar baser shmiya tefila. That we're talking about a case when we say that you got to go back, that's when you remember already after shomea tefila. We continue on the top line of Tehesam Abbas. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Tov lo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoida, chayzer la'avoida. If a person did not remember to mention Yalav Yavo, so then in such a case, he goes back and goes back to Ritzei and then inserts it in the appropriate place. Nizkar behoda, chayzer la'avoida. B'sim shalom, chayzer la'avoida. If he remembers in all those places, he goes back to Ritzei. Vim siyem, but if he already finished Shmon Esrei, Chayzer l'Roish. So then in such a case, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei again. Kedei is the Gemara, five lines on the top. Amar Papa Brei Duravacha Barada. Hoda Amran Siyem Chayzer l'Roish. This that we say that if you finish, you go back to the beginning. Loi Amran Elishaka Raglav was only said if he started taking steps backwards. Avaloyaka Raglav Chayzer l'Avoida. But if he did not take steps backwards, so then in such a case, he could go back to Ritzei. Amalei, Minolachaha. Where did you learn this? Amalei, Me Abba Mari, Shmila, Vama Mari, Me Rav. I heard this from Abba Mari, and he heard it from Rav. The Gemara now goes on to clarify what exactly is the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, that when you reach it, then you're done, and if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you can no longer go back to Ritzei, but you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Chad Amran Akar Raglav Chazer LeRoish, Loi Amran Ela Sheinu Raga Loi Machanun and Achar Tfilasa. When do we say that when you moved your legs, then you've taken your step back, so then, in such a case, then you've got to begin from the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and your Shmon Esrei is done? We're only talking about a person who does not add Tachanunim, private supplications, after his davening. Avol Raga Loi Machanun Achar Tfilasa Chazer LeAvoida. But those who are accustomed to having private supplications after they've taken their steps back, so then they would go back to Ritzei. That's one version of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Igad Amri, others said, a different account of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hada Amri ki lo yalga raglav chaz la avoida, lo yamar an el sheragal lo yamar tachanunim achar tfilasa. Avolim eina ragal lo yamar tachanunim achar tfilasa chaz la rosh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, in the second version, that if a person had not taken his feet back, and he normally continues after the regular formal tefillah that Chazal had instituted, he continues to add his own private tefillahs, so then, for him, until he takes a step back, he's still in Shmon Esrei. But someone who normally does not add anything, he's done the moment he says the last word, even if he doesn't take steps back. The first edition of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the first version, had him saying that even if you continue saying Tachanunim after you take steps back. According to the second version, once you take steps back, everybody considers that a final Shmon Esrei. However, the second version says that if you haven't taken steps back, but you still normally say Tachanunim, then your Shmon Esrei is not complete. We paskin la halacha like the second version. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oisa Tfilasai Keva, that our Mishnah had said that someone who Tfila is permanent, Ein Tfilaso Tachanunim, is not considered supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned when we learned the Mishnah that the meaning of the word Keva is a little bit mysterious, and that's exactly what the Gemara asks. My Keva, what exactly is Keva? Amar Bianca Varidi, Amar Varishya, Koshet Tfilasai Doimelov Kemasui. Anybody whose Tfila is to him like a burden. Unfortunately, we might be familiar with this. Rabbanan Amri, Kol Misha Eina Amra B'Loshan Tachanun. Rabbanan say, those who don't ask and beg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Loshan Tachanunim, then that's considered Tfilas Keva, and it's not taken as a supplication. Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmin Tavayo, Kol She'eni Yochel Chadish Dover. Rabbi Rav Yosef say, it applies to somebody who doesn't add anything new to his tefillah. It's the same tefillah, he never adds anything new. Interestingly, a Talmud once spoke to me, this I'm saying as one neshama to another, not with a halachic hat on, but one Talmud once told me that he had difficulty focusing in his tefillah during his davening. And I had mentioned to him that I'm not quoting this la halacha, but the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zeche Tzadik Livracha, we have just passed Tisha B'Av, and it's hard for a Tisha B'Av to go by without thinking about the great Mesiris Nefesh of the Klausenberger Rebbe during the Shoah, as well as rebuilding Klal Yisrael afterwards. And we're doing Daf Yomi. This is the Klausenberger Rebbe is one of the people who really has a tremendous chus in lighting the fire of Daf Yomi, which he did through his Mifal HaShas. The Klausenberger Rebbe was known to constantly be adding Bakoshos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Shemona Esrei, and that's something to think about, that our Gemara is saying, if the Shemona Esrei is just the same words over and over again, if he's not Mechadesh Bodovar, obviously, you need to ask a Shaila, what is the appropriate place to be Mechadesh Bodovar? So then, in such a case, then his tefillah is Kovei, and it's not Tachanunim, and we're supposed to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tachanunim. Amar Rabbi Zeira, I know Yechilna Lechadusha Boy Milsa, I am capable to add something new into my Shemona Esrei. However, I am concerned about the following. Umistafina, I am worried. I will get confused where I'm up to. In other words, if you add anywhere you want in the Shemona Esrei, then you might get confused where you're up to. Abaye bar oven, Rabbi Chanina bar oven, Darmi Tavaya kol shein mispal im dimdu mechama. Hosat tefila keva means someone who doesn't daven with the rising of the sun. It could very well be that the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan is the following. If you daven with the rising sun, then you don't have a set time for your davening. You follow the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature. However, you daven 7:30 minyan, 8:30 minyan, so then in such a case, that individual is made his tefillah keva. He has a set time, as opposed to being a spontaneous interaction with nature. V'amar Rabbi Zeira, Mikra, what does the pasuk mean? Yireuchan shemesh, v'lefnei yareach dor dorim. What does it mean to appear with the shemesh? That's exactly this idea, to be mispalel with the rising of the sun. La'yitalav b'marav amad matzim didu mechama. They used to ridicule or look down in the west on those who would daven at Nates, Maitama Dum Mitrafay Le Shaita, because maybe they would get confused at the time. Rashi explains that to be Mispal of Dume Chama is to be careful that in the morning to say the bracha of Yotzer Ar with the coming of Nates HaChama, as well as to daven Mincha with Shkias HaChama. So, in Marava, they did not like it because they said, wait a second, if you're not going to be careful, then you're going to end up davening after Shkia. Incidentally, the Gra, in his famous discussion of what qualifies as the nightfall where you can no longer daven Mincha, where he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Shmein HaShmashos is 72 minutes, quotes this Gemara to ask on Rabbeinu Tam, if you had so much time, so what's the concern in my Ravim to do Mechama? You got another 72 minutes. What's the fear? Must be, says the Gra, the period is much shorter period of time. Mishnah had said, and with this the Gemara concludes the narrow lines on Chavtes HaMebez, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, HaMahalech B'mokum Sakon Mispal Tefila Tzara B'chol Parashas HaIbur. When he goes along the way, so then he's Mispal Tefila Katsara, and the Tefila Katsara was Hoshea Hashem Esamcha Sher Yisrael, B'chol parashas ibu yiyu tzarcheihem lifanecha. What exactly does this mean, parashas ha'ibur? Amar Rav Chisda Mar Ukvan, the first wild line, afil b'shat shat tamitzmale aleihem evra. Even at the time that you are filled up with anger, ki isha ubra, like a woman who's filled up with a fetus, you kol tzarcheihem lifanecha. Even then, may all their needs be in front of you. The Marasha writes the Parsha Seibur has two different meanings. V'yeshalom the Parsha Seibur loy mashal farish. Yeshal shnei mashmos. Dahainu bechol prisha umashma sheyeshal mal seibur. Dahainu Evra ve'ovra. That includes both anger as well as being filled up. So according to the Maharsha, the explanation b'chol parashas ha'ibor means every meaning of the word ibor. In other words, both filled up and angry. When you have kol parashas ha'ibor, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our tzrachim. Yigad amir chizabar amar mar ukva, afilu b'shah sheheim oivrim al divrei Torah, you kol tzarcheim lefanecha. Even if the time that they're over on Torah, nevertheless, all of their needs should be in front of you. Continues three lines into why. Tana Rabbanan. This is a Tosefta. Hamahalech b'makom gidudei chayev listim mispal tefila k'tzara. If you're going in a dangerous area where there are wild animals and robbers, daven a short tefila. V'izui tefila k'tzara. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, asei ritzoncha b'shamay mimal v'tei nachas ruach liyurecha mitachas. Do the ratzon of heavens above and find and give nachas ruach to those who fear you, who are on this world, and do the good that's in your eyes, shamea tefila. Rav Shua Amar, shamea shavatam chesov, v'atei mehera bakashasam, hear the cries of Klal Yisrael, and do immediately their requests, shamea tefila. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok, Amar, shema tzakasam chesov, hear the cries of your nation of Am Yisrael. Here, notice the change between shava and tzaka, v'atei mehera bakashasam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shamei Tfila. Acher Marim Sarchi Amcha Yisrael Merubim. The needs of Klal Yisrael are great. V'daitam Tzara, and their mind is minimal. Yiratzal Fenech Hashem Lekenu. Shetitein Lekol Echad Vechak Tei Parnasasa Ulechol Gvia Gvia Tei Masar, to give everybody the necessary sustenance and every head everything that he needs. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shamei Tfila. Amar Rav Huna Halacha Ka'acherim. Rav Huna says that the halacha follows Achirim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chof Tes in Maseches Brachas. Bezer Hashem, we will now go to the halacha l'maisa component. Bezer Hashem, the first halacha from Daf Chof Tes is someone who forgets the same Talu Motar, the positions of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, as well as halacha l'maisa, and a beautiful Yisod that I heard from the Chachmei HaMesora in the name of Reb Chaim of Brisk. We learned in our Gemara that there was a stira on the bottom of Chof Tes Amid Aleph. If one, when he misses and errs during the winter months and does not say the same Talmud Mutar, let's presume he said the same bracha, and then he continues on in Shemona Esrei, whether he goes back or he does not go back. The Gemara concludes on the top of Chof Tes Amid Beis, that if a person remembers before Shomea Tfila, so then in such a case, he does not need to return. Rather, he just simply repeats it or says the same Talamata Livracha in the Bracha of Shomea Tfila. This is exactly how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hei, Im lo shal matar v'nizkar kodim shomea tefila, if someone did not say the same Tal Matar and remembers before the bracha of shomea tefila, ein machzir na, so we don't send it back, v'shoel b'shomea tefila. And then he inserts it in shomea tefila. So Rabbosai, this is halacha l'maisa. If a person realized in bracha of ala tzadikim, he realized that he did not say the same Tal Matar, just wait till Shema Koleinu, right before Kiyat HaShomea, you say the words, V'sein Talu Matar. Continues the Mechaber, V'im loy miskar ad achar Shomea Tfila. But if he remembered and realized that he said V'sein Bracha instead of V'sein Talu Matar after Shomea Tfila, he remembers in Moedim, Im loy achar raglov chayzel berchas hashanim. If he didn't take a step back, so then in such a case, he goes to berchas hashanim, he goes all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. But if he concludes Shemon Esrei, so then in such a case, he needs to repeat Shemon Esrei again. This is how we pass in the halacha. If you take a look, Tosfos, on our daf, on the top of Chof Tes Amid Beis, Nimar Maskel Ha, quotes a Yerushalmi that essentially reiterates the halacha as we read it. However, there's one nuance in the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos struggles with whether our Bavli disagrees or disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Ultimately, Tosfos comes out that the Bavli disagrees, and This is how we learned lahalacha. And what the Yerushalmi struggles with is the following. When an individual forgets v'sein tal matar, and Shema Koleinu already passes, and Modim appears, and he has to go back, where does he go back to? So halacha l'maisa, we paskin that you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi says, no, why go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu? Put it in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. We don't paskin like this. We go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu, but the Yerushalmi's position is that you go back to Shema Koleinu and insert it over there. After all, if you're able to insert in Shema Koleinu, if you missed it in Baruch Aleinu, why go all the way back and repeat so many more brachas? Just go back to the bracha of Shema Koleinu. I heard from Rav Pam, I was zocheh to hear shmuzim from Rav Pam, but this I think I heard on a cassette, that he heard from Rav Utner, who heard from Rav Chaim, the following pshat in the shita of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi understands that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is not a bracha in which, if there was something you missed, you could add everything in. But in the words that Rav Pam said, that I believe he heard from Rav Utner, that heard from Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said, Shema Koleinu is koilel the ganze brachas. Shema Koleinu includes all of the brachas. It has all of tefillah that is wrapped up inside of it. If that's so, so then when a person is going back, there's no problem, according to Yerushalmi, to go back to Shema Koleinu, and you don't have to go back all the way to Baruch Aleinu. However, the opinion of Halacha L'maaseh is not that way. The Shema Koleinu is not, we don't view it as the bracha of all of the brachas, but rather we view it as a bracha that is general, and if you miss something, so then you could include it inside. Understand this idea of Reb Chaim a little bit more deeply, I'd like to point out a beautiful gra, that the gra points out that the bracha of Shema Koleinu is very, very specific. The bracha of Shema Koleinu is not Shema Tfilaseinu, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our voice. And the gra seems to be driving at the following idea, that after all of the bakashos, a person attempts to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he tried to formulate all of his feelings, his bakashos, ultimately the last bracha, which is Kol El HaKol, is a repeat of all the tefillos, but not as a tefillin word, but Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear our cry. Even if we can't formulate it in words, hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our cry. So this fits in beautifully. It works well even halacha l'maisa, but especially according to the Yerushalmi that says that the bracha Shema Koleinu is a redaction of all the tefillah, and the Gra added that it's the expression of Koleinu, our voice. This takes us to another halacha l'maisa point, which emerges from our Gemara and Chavtes on the Beis, and that is that our Gemara had told us that a person should be careful that his tefillah should not be keva, should not be rote. And one of the ways that the Gemara suggested that the tefillah should not be rode is he should be mechadesh something in his tefillah. Yet at the same time, Rizera said that he was scared to add something new to the tefillah because he might get confused. So how should one go about? So there are really two places for a person to add, to make his tefillah personal. And in speaking with Talmidim, this is something I think that is very, very important, that the tefillah should not become keva, and to add something to the tefillah. In the Daf Shir, we had discussed the Kozenberger Rebbe's approach. You have to be of a great darga to be able to institute what the Kozenberger Rebbe did, but at least a person should add of one of two places. Most poskim say the most ideal place is in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, after a person says, Yu l'ratzon imre fi, before he has taken his feet back, and he should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter whether it's French, English, Hebrew, Yiddish, whatever it might be, but a person should pour out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, as we mentioned, the brach of Shema Koleinu is the brach of Kol, and therefore there are some poskim who say that a person can add his own private bakashos before the brach of Ki Ata Shomea, before the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, and a person could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his tefillah shouldn't chas v'chalila be keva, just simply saying by rote the words, but really express his innermost emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that opportunity in tefillah. This is one of the greatest gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, tefillah, but unfortunately we often don't make the most of it. On the other hand, on the positive end, we should know that people say that once they feel that they're finally communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their lives are entirely different, and that's a product of the neshama being connected to the Tzchelek Elokam Imal, where a person feels that he's above makom and zman, where a person feels that he really is communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he davens. So the way to go about it is to remember what the Gros said in Shema Kaleinu, which all starts in the Lamdus with what Reb Chaim had said, that the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah according to Yerushalmi is Kol HaKol, and keep that in mind, that when we are davening, that we could repeat ourselves, even if it's not articulated well, even if it's mundane, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our call. The second halachic topic for today is the abridged versions of tefillah that we found on Daf Chaf Tes. And they are two. Number one, we saw the tefillah of Havineinu, the abridged tefillah that was even Elichatchila according to Shmuel. And then we saw on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, the tefillah that is said when a person goes out, B'mokom Gidu Dechayev Elistim. Both of these tefillahs are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. One of them, according to the poskim, is not applicable today at all. And second one, the tefillah of Tzarech Amcha Merubim, of when you go out to a dangerous area, at times is still used today. The Mechaber, let's take first at the look of Havineinu, that even though the poskim called the Shita of Shmuel the tefillah of Havineinu, nevertheless, we will see the Be'er Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan discourage its use today. In Simin Kuf Yud Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, B'shas Hadchak, in a difficult situation, G'gon Shu B'derech Hoshe Yomed B'mokum Shu Tarud, he's on the way, or he's easily distracted. V'yareish Yafsiku Oshel Yuchal Espal B'kavon HaTfilah Arukah, he's afraid that he's going to be interrupted or won't be able to be Mechavein. Mispalo, this is Tfilas Havineinu, Achar Gimel Rishonos, after the first three brachos of Magen Avraham Chaim Meisim Kelakadosh, he says the Tfilah of Havineinu that we had on Chaf Tes Amid Aleph, V'omer Acharei Gimel Achronos, and then he concludes on Machzor Shechinas Letzion, Hatov Shim Chalachon El Hodos, and Mevarech Esam Yisrael, Bashal V'tzarech L'omram U'ma, that's supposed to be done standing. The Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskel Oshel Yuchal says, U'kayom Ein Nagin L'spalel Havineinu Machmas HaTirda. The custom today is not to do it even when we're afraid we're not able to concentrate. And the Be'er Halacha says that the reason is because once upon a time the assumption was that we were concentrating in the regular Shmoneh Esrei. If we were concentrating in the regular Shmoneh Esrei, then when you can't, then you do Havineinu. However, since Bizman Hazeh, we find that we're not concentrating in the full Shmoneh Esrei. As it is, the proof of the pudding is in a halacha in Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Aleph that says as long as you concentrate b'di'evet on the first bracha, you're okay. And in the bracha of Havineinu claims the Be'er Halacha, it seems that you need to concentrate on all of it. So if we can't concentrate in the seven brachos of Havineinu, might as well follow the original takana of all 18 brachos. This opinion is also reiterated by the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Kuf Yud, Sif Katan Vav. Basically, the Aruch HaShulchan really repeats the same argument. So what emerges is, even though this is a very powerful tefillah Havineinu, it seems that most poskim, and I haven't come across anybody that disagrees, most poskim feel that Havineinu should be taken out of use, Bizman Hazeh, and even if we can't concentrate, we do our best in Shmoneh Esrei. As far as the second tefillah of someone who's going out to a dangerous area, so this is also found in Shulchan Aruch as well. Siv Gimel of that simin in Kuf Yud, HaHolech B'mokim Gidu Dechayev Elistim, Mispalel Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. The choice was, there were a few different opinions of what the bracha of Havineinu should be, but it's the last suggestion, Tzarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim V'daitim Tzara Yiratzal Melfanecha, etc., etc., as described in our Gemara. The Mechaber then adds, this does not have the three brachos before and the four brachos after. And he davens it even when he is going. However, the Mechaber adds, this is print. Then, let's say, Havinenu that we saw above, if he then comes to an area where he has quiet, then he's able to daven regularly. It's not like Havinenu that takes the place of the tefillah, then he would daven a regular Shmona Esrei. Then in parentheses, what's quoted, of course, a big discussion, who created these parentheses, and if he doesn't have another opportunity, it's considered as if someone who didn't daven, and hence he has the opportunity for a tefilas tashlim. Rav Nevinsal adds to this halacha, and this tefillah of Tzarech Amcha Merubim, according to our great Rebbe Rav Nevinsal Shlita, would still be Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. In his comments in his Mishnah Berurah that were written down by others and printed, it says the following: Who did ba'anshei tzava batzava be'et krav? The same halacha would apply if someone is in the army during battle, that he should say this tefillah. And we then mentioned if he's able to get back to the base before the end of his man tefillah, then he davens tefillah regularly. And if not, he would even be able to do tashlumin afterwards. Here, Rav Nevinsal adds something else. O becholah sheni yochol espalal, as well as a chola who can't daven, better to say this tefillah than nothing at all. Rav Nevinsal continues. V'nir d'avshar lomar tefillah zemkom arvis shachris u'mincha, u'biyom ha'kibur maf bimkom nila. It could take the place of the other tefillah, savolo b'makom mufsif, but not the place of mufsif. However, Rav Nevinsal leaves off with the tzarech yun, al demistapakna, ulai ein lo amra klal b'shabbos u'biyom t'viyom ha'kipurim, hol vein tefilas yom elu ba'koshet tzrachim elo shevach. This tefillah is asking for our needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom HaKippurim, we don't ask for our physical needs. So Rav Nevinsal's Mesupuk, whether it could take the place of tefillah. Of course, Rav Nevinsal is only suggesting using this as a tefillah in a case where he will not be able to daven and will not be able to daven all of the Zman tefillah. So then, in such a case, this bracha of Tzarchei Amcha Merubim can be employed by people who are in danger. Leave off with a tzarechiyun, how to reconcile this psak and Rav Nevinsal with another psak of the Ber Halacha. Let's say an individual is walking and he realizes he is in a dangerous area. B'mokom gidu dechaya v'listim. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He's come to an area which is unfortunately not safe here in Arsenu Kedosha, or for that matter, he's in the United States and has walked into a dangerous neighborhood. And he says this tefillah of Tzarech Amcha Merubim, and he concludes Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Fine, there it could very well be that if he has to be the whole time, he's Yotzei the tefillah. What happens if he wanders into that area, but he already said the bracha of Tefillas Haderech? Does he then repeat, when he's walked into this area, as we described before, the bracha of Tzarech Amcha Merubim? I would have said, yes, the Ber Halacha says no. He says, since the tefillah of Tefillas Haderech already includes Vatzeleinu Mikol Oyev Erev V'Orev V'Derech U'Mikol Minei Peronios, so then in such a case, there is no place for the bracha of Tzarech Amcha Merubim, and then he does not add that tefillah at all. It would seem to me that Rav Nevinsal is who assumes that on some level, the tefillah of Tzarech Amcha Merubim takes the place of the tefillah, the regular davening, that he does not look at this as simply a tefillah of protection for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it takes the place of tefillah for certain people who are in a Shas HaDchak. If that would be so, then it could very well be that you would say this tefillah, even if already you've said the tefillah Haderech. I leave this off as a tzarechiyon, is bein hazmanim now, so I don't have the opportunity to discuss this with my Rebbe in this while, so we'll have to leave this off as a tzarechiyon. This concludes, Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha topics from Daf Chav Tes.